ever want to get the swine flu, don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says they make him take it himself, just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says they make him take it himself, just say no.
And we're back with Let's Healing America, where I answer today's seizure of medical licenses from doctors who speak the truth about Vax. My guest today is Dr. John Robb, a veterinarian. They're going after his medical or veterinary license for speaking the truth. And I just want to suggest to people, because I get comments from people all the time, oh, thank you, Dr. Carley, for what you're doing. We need more doctors like you. Well, guess what, people? There aren't going to be more doctors like me and Dr. Robb unless you stand with us. Instead of letting us be put out to dry, assassinated, losing our license, even worse. Okay? If you want doctors to stand up for you, then you better stand up with the doctors who are standing up for you. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse. And I just want to let you know, I don't know if you ever heard that song before, Dr. Robb, that is NZ Trillion, Say No to the Vaccine. I highly suggest you check that out on YouTube. You might want to put a link to it on your website. It's the best vaccine song I've ever heard. We're getting callers starting to call in, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish what your thought was before we went to the break.
Well, you know, I was just commenting about veterinarians and professionals out there need to take back our veterinary industry, okay? Like I said, we started out, all of us, with altruistic values, wanting to do the right things for the pets and the people. And we need to get back to that, okay? You just have to say no to the drunk companies. You have to stop having them pay for your luncheons, and you have to start educating yourself online, finding out the truth about vaccinosis, and then make changes in your protocol, and you'll make money. You don't. There's always going to be a need for veterinarians. You see, this is the thing that doesn't get me. You know, I never worried about how am I going to make a living. There's always a need because animals are going to need a veterinarian. You don't have to make your money on vaccines. So be a doctor. Find your niche, you know, and do the right things. And you know, look, maybe people don't like these words, but it's about love and trust, okay? That's what it's mm-hmm. about. If you connect with people with those qualities, you're not only going to be very busy, but you're also going to feel good about who you are, you know? And anyway, in veterinary medicine, a lot of times the client comes in a mess and the dog's a mess. You have to treat the whole situation. So if you can connect with a person in love, you might very well heal the pet, you know? So it's about these. This is what life is about. So go back to where your foundation was and take back your life.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention, which holds just as true for veterinarians as it does for medical doctors, is that, you know, way back when, the whole purpose of people like us was supposed to be educating the client. Okay, educating them about toxin exposure, about what they're supposed to eat, about all kinds of things like this. And one of the horror stories that I learned about when I lived in Long Island back almost a decade now, I had done a lecture along with a veterinarian in Long Island, and that's where I learned that the euthanized pets are actually sold to pet food companies. So the dogs are eating other dogs. Not only are they eating other dogs, but they're eating the dog's tumors and the euthanasia drugs given to kill the dog. That was a mind blower to me. People have no clue about these things, not to mention the heartworm medications and the flea things. All these things, there are natural alternatives for all these things. That's what people have to know, research, learn about. Because if you love your pet, you're not going to want to poison them. Okay, that music voice comes so fast. We'll be right back after the messages. And we'll bring on Joanna from Ohio. I bet she's a pet lover. We'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And we're back to Fiddling America with my very special guest today is Dr. John Robb, veterinarian, protectthepets.com. Spread the word about the rally on March 13th. People, if you live in New Jersey, please support this rally. This is very important. And the callers are starting to line up, Dr. Robb, but I just wanted to give you an opportunity to comment on what I said before the break about the pet food companies buying dead animal carcasses to use for pet food. Do you concur with that? Is that what you've learned as well?
I have heard that, and, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. If there's a dollar can be made, they're going to do it, you know, and that's the bottom line. So, there's somebody going to do something like that. I mean, absolutely, you know. Look, when they had that poisoning of so many pets that died of kidney failure, it was from some product that came out of China. But guess what? 40% of the foods on the shelf came off, you know? I mean, every company is getting their ingredients from similar places, you know? It's very rare. I mean, there are organic companies, and there are people coming up with a holistic approach to pet food, and that's great. But, you know, the majority still get all the products. I went to the pet food forum, and all the pet food products are made from the leftover food from human consumption. Now, certainly somebody figured out, geez, we're going around. We got, you know, 1,200 pounds of dead dog over here. Why are we just going to burn it? Why don't we why don't we put it in some dog food? So I'm sure it happened. You know, people are going to find a way to make a buck if they can, and they can care less about who gets sick along the way. So I personally never saw it, but do I think it occurred? I think it probably did. Probably going on there.
Which is so horrifying. The horror of that, it just boggles the mind. And that's why I teach all my clients. I have a lot of clients that have vaccine-induced diseases in their pets. My protocol works just as well for pets as it does for people. And, of course, I'm not practicing veterinary medicine. I'm just teaching them what I would do if I was them. But I always tell them, if I was you, do your very best to find some kind of organic food or make it yourself, whatever it takes. Because, obviously, the food is one of the most important parts of the health of the body, whether you be, you know, canine, feline, you know, gerbil, whatever. And the good water, you gotta, you know, give them good water to drink, et cetera, et cetera. It's very important. So people have to use their common sense. You know, it's very important. Are you going to have a healthy pet if you inoculate them with disease, give them pet food? From what I've heard, old Roy is one of the worst. Pet food with who knows what in it. And the poison you were talking about, I think, that was killing all the pets was melamine from China, but they're still using melamine in cookware here in the United States. There's no agency that's overseeing any of this. They don't care if we're dead or dying or maimed with disease, because all of these agencies are getting money from the very companies that are killing us. So that's why people have to take responsibility. Yes, it's going to take some time, people. You're going to have to do your own research, but especially use common sense. That's very important. I get people that call me all the time, and they say, well, Dr. Carly, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything. I always interrupt them immediately. Good. That means you probably still have common sense. You haven't been brainwashed, propagandized, et cetera, et cetera, to believe that the things that Big Pharma are doing is good, because it's obviously not.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all know that if, look, if I could be a farmer, if I could turn the clock back and get up every day and work the land and chop my wood and eat the food that I prepared and know what's in it, and that's a great life. And your kids, you get up with the sun, you go down with the sun, your kids watch you work. It's what life is about. I mean, we are such a mess as a society today. We get up, we're running, we don't know where we're running to, but we're late and anxious about it all the time. Of course, that only gives us enough time for quick food, so we've got to grab it and eat quick, and if it takes more than 2 minutes to get it, and it's all full of, like you say, you know, toxins and oil and just not healthy, and then we end up at the doctor's, you know, with diabetes, overweight, you know, and they're with our feet being amputated, you know, and it all gets back to, you know, being a whole person, not eating because you're so anxious that you have to quell the pain in your heart, you know. You got to get back to being a whole person. And, you know, I'm a Christian, man. That's what I do. But I find my truth in that. I find a connection that makes me be, first of all, have an accountability to myself as a person, first of all, and then to my neighbor. And then to always want to be speaking into somebody else's life something good. And the good comes back. I mean, you know, what you sow, you're going to reap. And then guess what? You don't find yourself anxious, and you don't have to, you know, take drugs and shove food in your mouth because you need something to feel good, you know? I mean, that's why I say, like you said, be sensible, common sense, you know? But it's hard because this world is pervasive with the push and the sex and the drugs and the, you know, the TV and the internet and the signs on the streets and rush and get the money and buy more things, and then you're slave to all the things that you buy. I mean, this is the world we live in these days, and it's horrible. And it's horrible,
yes.
You know? But how do you step out? Well, you step out as an individual and be true to yourself and find some way of filling the heart with the right things and healing, you know? So anyway, I mean, that's the heart of it.
And being an example to others, that's very important. Like you said, unfortunately, I've lost my only child. I don't know if I'll ever see him again. That's one thing they did to me to punish me for telling the truth. But your children, I'm sure that at one point they're going to realize what a role model that you are, And they are going to be people of conscience, and who knows what they're going to accomplish in their lives. And that's what people have to do. Okay, we have so many callers lined up. Let's start with Joanna from Ohio. Are you there, Joanna?
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to start out saying I've been watching all this with the pet food poisons for 6 years now. And I just recently put all my babies on raw foods, which I get from an online source. I've even found a lady close to me that raises rabbits, fish, quail, pheasant, and such, available to buy. But what's happening is a lot of us pet owners are so strapped financially that we're not taking them to the vets anymore. We're realizing that the vets are just pushing drugs. And another major problem in this country that I've seen, because my parents and my grandparents before me have taken in strays, and I do too. I mean, our streets are just becoming ridden with neglected animals. I live in a rural area, and there's a local lake that has campsites, over 300 of them, and they're filled with people that have lost their homes to foreclosure and such. And what they do is when they leave their home or their dwelling, they leave their pets on our streets. And I even went to local newspapers, local people, and tried to find some kind of a rescue. I mean, in the small village where I live, there's over 200 cats in feral, situations all around. Mm-hmm. And it's really becoming a problem. But my cats, just two out of the six, are experiencing severe upper respiratory problems. And I've got them on colloidal silver, the raw food, reverse osmosis water. I even grow organic pet grass or wheatgrass for them, and we both eat it. We all eat it. And I've only just started this about a month ago, but the one cat used to get a shot of steroids. I'm talking quickly because I want to leave room for everybody else. And that would eliminate this upper respiratory problem where he hunches down and he just, he coughs, But the colloidal silver, it doesn't seem like it's kicked in. And because, we really have not too many people to talk about this with, although I just signed up for Dr. Rob's forum. I can't afford to pay you, Dr. Carly. I mean, I'm spending $200 a month to feed my pets properly,
understand, but let me just interject. I hope to God you're not getting them any more steroid shots. Steroids shut down the immune system.
Well, it's been 2 years since he's had one, and he's the only one that has had them, and he's the only one that has the severe problems. I mean, there's another, red flag right there. Right. But when I moved to this rural area, I got associated with the local vet, and he insisted that I had to do it, and my little Zachy got two of these shots. But then, as I got to know the man a little bit better, and the way he was just herding all the animals, herding and hurting, I stopped going. But that's the only cat out of six that had the vax, and right. He's the only one that has the severe problem.
I'm short on the show. You have my information, and I do free consultations at this point. So, Dr. Carly is very knowledgeable, and she can certainly talk to you, and just, you have my email. When we have more time, we can take more calls, but I'd be glad to discuss your particular case, okay?
Well, like I said, I just started it. I mean, this is organic, grass-fed rabbit and such, and, the water and all that, and I haven't really given it time to take
right.
effect, and I'm sure it will.
The cat has some type of allergic reaction going on in its lungs. That's the problem. The question is, what is he reacting to, okay? And so I think detoxifying is the first step. So getting to some organic foods, some raw food, and the water, like Dr. Carly said, give that all a chance, okay? And then see how the pet does.
And the chemtrails and everything else. I mean, we're all being affected by this, by the psychopaths. Okay, well, bless you all.
We're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages. But after the break, I would just like you to address Dr. Rob. the issue of people getting organic food or what they believe is organic, and that it turns out those organic animals allegedly are actually being inoculated with disease themselves.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Dr. John Robb, veterinarian extraordinaire with a conscience. His website is protectthepets.com. And as I said, we have a number of callers lined up. Please hold on, callers. We'll get to you. But I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to what I was saying before the break. Dr. Robb, are you aware of what I was talking about?
No, it makes sense. I mean, it's we know that, again, the push for profits, they're going to have animal products that are full of hormones, and they're going to vaccinate. So I agree with you. It's very difficult to buy anything from anybody and know exactly what you're getting. But certainly organic is the way to go. I mean, I was just looking at my backyard, and here's an acre of lawn. I mean, you know, we've got all these people with these huge lawns that are sprayed with insecticides and weedicides and ticksicides, and really what should be happening is the land should be plowed up and seeds should be planted, and you should grow some food where you know where it's come from and where it's been, and then eat it. And if you get a worm, so what? It's probably better for you than what you're buying in the store. So, you know, we've gotten so far away that, yes, I mean, the drive for profits, you cannot trust what you're getting. So I agree with that. Having said that, I know there's some good folks out there trying to create organic foods and trying to be true to the idealism of you know, less hormones, you know, vaccine-free, you know, meat supplies, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot of problems in that area.
That's why I encourage people that are buying allegedly organic meat products, they need to ask if the animals are getting vaccinated. And what I suggest people do is to not give away the fact that you know what vaccines are, which is biological weapons, to just ask if they vaccinate their animals, you know, basically, you know, almost making it look like you're hoping they do because, you know, you believe that that's a good thing. So that you can get the lowdown on whether or not they're injecting them with viruses, because many of them are, and I've mentioned this on the show before, I suggest everybody go to the website Meriel, MERIAL.ca, and learn about the vaccines they're creating for food source animals. And I've said it many times, if you like chicken wings, guess what? That's where they give the vaccines to the chickens. So enjoy your viruses as you're watching the game. Because in fact, they're vaccinating everything that breathes. And, it just goes to show their true intention as psychopaths to cause disease and death. You know, I'm sure you know, Agenda 21 of the UN says they want to decrease the population by 90%, and they're doing a very good job. And, people have to be aware of this. It's ugly. I didn't want to know what I know, but once I started looking for answers to why things are as they are, you know, black hole after black hole opens up. And becoming an ostrich and trying to put your head in the sand is not going to change a darn thing.
Yeah, well, on that subject, you know, I'm kind of new in terms of being thrust into so much so fast, but I know Bill Gates and his wife are involved with that situation in Chad where they went in and vaccinated so many children and so many of them ended up with neurologic disease and big-time problems, but it's been hushed up. So I know there's a lot of truth to what you're talking about, Dr. Parley, and I'm just beginning to understand and take this stuff in. So you're much more an expert. 2 months ago, Dr. Parley, I was a veterinarian working in my hospital. You know, I went to work one day, and then they showed up and said, get your stuff, 10 minutes, get out or be arrested. That's what happened to me on December 6th. So it really hasn't been very long, you know, that I've had to change paths. And there's no way I can go back to work. I don't even know if I have a license. And then I've got so many court dates, I spend all my time, you know, trying to prepare for that. And so, you know, I'm learning a lot of what you're talking about. And I'm not a food expert. I'm not an expert in a lot of areas. I was just trying to be a doctor and take care of pets, you know? And here I am.
Well, you have a conscience, and that's the only thing that matters, because you can learn what you need to learn. And what I will say is that what they're doing to you now in the courts, that's designed on purpose to keep you busy. I spent 7 years in 7 courts trying to save my son before I realized, after I went as high as U.S. Supreme Court, that, you know, basically this is just a ruse designed to keep me busy. And eventually you will realize you don't need a veterinarian license. You can do the same thing I do. You can teach people what you would do if you was them. Eat good food, drink good water, you know, stay away from this prescription and that prescription, and then they can't touch you. That's been my experience, and it's funny how that works out. Okay, we have Sheila on the line from Pennsylvania. Thank you for your patience. Sheila, are you there?
I want to say hi to Dr. Rob as well. And I felt the need to call because it really touched my heart when you were talking about, are you going to let myself and Dr. Rob hang out there by ourselves? No, I for one won't, because I'm totally on the both of your sides. I've always been the minority with the lesser friends, and because I've always tried to do what's right, and I always try to travel the road that's least resistant. And so I'm totally 100% on your side. And I just want to bring out about the rendering plants. You know, a lot of people...
Okay, wait. This is very important, Sheila. I know you had to wait, but if you could just hold on, we're going to a break. I don't want people to miss a word of what you're going to say. So just stay tuned. We'll have you continue after the break. Right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And we're back with Selling America. We have Dr. John Robb, veterinarian. His website's protectthepets.com. And we have Sheila on the line from Pennsylvania. Please continue what you're saying, Sheila. I'm very appreciative that you're saying that you're going to help spread the word about what Dr. Robb and I are doing. There's no way we can count on any agency to stop what's going on. They're all corrupt. They're taking money from these various companies they're supposed to protect us from in terms of what they're doing to poison and kill us. This is going to be a people's thing. And not even talking about organizations per se, because they're always infiltrated. This is something that has to spread by word of mouth, and especially, as Dr. Robb said, do not go to these places. Do not spend your money at PetSmart. Do not go to the pediatricians. Stop it all. Make them go broke. That's what they deserve, because they're killing and maiming us. Go ahead, Sheila. You were talking about the rendering plants.
Oh, yes. Well, it's years ago, they would bring out about, you know, read the labels on the dog and calf food. Don't buy any product that says byproduct. So years ago, I looked into it, and then I found out about these rendering plants. And, you know, for people who are sitting back wherever they are listening to your program being broadcast, and they might think, well, how is this going to affect me? I don't have a dog. I don't have a cat. Well, you know, it is going to affect them, because these rendering plants, they take all these euthanize these poor cats and dogs that have been very, very sick, and any, you know, vaccines are number one, but besides the vaccines, you know, they were given all kinds of drugs to try to cure them. They were given chemotherapy, I'm sure. They were given different kinds of metals, maybe for hip displacements they had. I mean, whatever you can think of, it goes into these rendering plants. And part of that is actually recycled back into animal food, like dairy cows and other farm animals. So it's ending up in your milk, your ice cream. I mean, it's, you name it, it's in there. So I just want to bring that out. That was very vital to bring out because, you know, people don't connect the dots sometimes. They don't realize that the huge domino effect this all has and how this is a multi-million dollar business. These rendering plants are 24/7 going, and it never ends. And I just had a call in because my heart went out to Dr. Carly and Dr. Rob, because I'm going to spread the word, and not only just for everything, because we are being, I mean, from every angle you can think of, from chemtrails to GMOs, and just want to bring this out because I just found out about this the other day and I was appalled. I try to eat exclusively organic, and so I always thought, well, I'm pretty safe if I get USDA certified organic food. Well, lo and behold, I come to find out that's not so anymore, because even though it's a product is marked USDA organic certified, it actually still can contain GMO products in that.
Yes, and that goes to show how our agencies are completely fraudulent and are allowing everything to be twisted. Before you know it, organic will mean nothing.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for your call, Sheila. Do you have any comments, Dr. Rob?
No, I thank her for educating me and continue, like you said, spread the word. You know, everybody has opportunities to spread the word, and that's what needs to happen. Okay, thank you, Sheila.
Okay, we have Eric on the line from Missouri. There, Eric.
Hi, Dr. Carl. Hi, Dr. Carl and Dr. Rob.
I'd
like to read something that might be pertinent to the discussion. One basic truth can be used as a foundation for a mountain of lies. And if we dig down deep enough in the mountain of lies and bring out that truth to set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. The basic truth that served as the foundation for the mountain of lies known as vaccinations was the observation that mammals which recover from infection with microorganisms acquire natural immunity from further infections. Whenever cytotoxic T cells and B cells are activated by various substances foreign to the body called antigens, some of the T and B cells become memory cells. Thus, the next time the individual meets up with that same antigen, the immune system can be quickly triggered to demolish it. This is the process known as natural immunity. This truth gave birth to a lie that is, if a foreign antigen was injected into an individual, that individual would then become immune to a future infection. This lie was given the name vaccination. What the promoters of vaccination failed to realize is that secretory IgA in saliva is the initial normal antibody response to all airborne and ingested pathogens. IgA helps protect against viral infection, agglutinate bacteria, neutralize microbial toxins, and decrease attachment of pathogens to mucosal surfaces. What this author has realized is that bypassing this mucosal aspect of the immune system by directly injecting organisms into the body leads to a corruption in the immune system itself, whereby IgA is transmuted into IgE, and or the B cells are hyperactivated to produce pathologic amounts of self-attacking antibody, as well as suppression of cytotoxic T cells. As a result, the pathogenic viruses or bacteria cannot be eliminated by the immune system and remain in the body, where they cause chronic disease and thus further grow and or mutate as the individual is exposed to ever more antigens and toxins in the environment. That is,
yes,
from Dr. Carly's Weapons of Mass Destruction. That's the true weapons of mass destruction, inoculations. And You know, I just want to thank you, Dr. Carley. You know, you've helped, you're helping a lot of people, and a lot of people have been helped by you, and we're really fortunate to have you doing what you're doing.
Well, and thank you for that. And the amazing thing is, when I wrote that paper almost a decade ago, I actually talked about different things, especially secretory IgA. I learned about that in medical school, but I had to spend 5 years catching up on my sleep after the sleep deprivation and looking into my medical books, which luckily I kept over all these years, and putting it all together. And that's how I know, for without a question, that they know exactly what they're doing. And they're trying to make us believe that, you know, their artificial immunity, which I don't even know how you can call it immunity, because they're actually inoculating you with disease. But that is a total fraud. It's the biggest scam that's ever occurred in the history of humanity, at least in the medical realm. We have other, you know, frauds that we've been perpetrated with to make us become believers of big government and, you know, all the agencies and what they tell us. But thank you much, Eric. And by the way, I got your last postcard. Eric sends, he's a truck driver. He sends me postcards from all over the United States, showing me how beautiful it is out there. I don't know if I'll ever see any of these places, but, luckily they haven't destroyed everything yet. I'm just curious, Dr. Rob, did you learn about, secretory IgA and these other things when you were in veterinary school?
Well, you know, it's a blur, to be honest with you, but I want to say one quick thing here. I have a book written in 1913, okay, and it was talked about strangles, all right, and strangles was a disease where they get a swelling in the neck, and it was an abscess, of course, and they knew it. They lance it, and they let out all those white corpuscles, they called them, and they thought that the white corpuscles were the disease, and they were the experts at the time. Now we look back and know there was bacteria there that they couldn't see. Well, what I'm saying today is the immunology today, we're still in the dark ages. We start in, I don't need to, I mean, you tell me and I believe you, but what I'm saying is we have no, when we inject these things into these animals, into these people, we have no control over what that immune system does. And it does the craziest things. And that's the bottom line here, okay? The experts of today, 100 years from now, they'll say, what were they thinking?
Right.
Just like back then when they couldn't see that there was a bacteria and thought the white blood cells were the disease. You know?
Right.
That's where we're at. We are in the dark ages in immunology still at this point. And we cannot control this immune system. And just the very thought of injecting these toxins and thinking we can control it, it's crazy. We need to leave the body alone. God created the immune system just fine to deal with whatever comes along. You know? So I agree with you. I don't know. As he read it, it made sense, and it brought me back to some of my classes, you know. But at the same time, it's not my area of expertise, immunology.
Okay. Well, it can't be anybody's area of expertise because they lie to us about everything. Even the immunologists who pretend to be experts have been taught by the disinformers.
Right.
And once again, it's just pure common sense. Eat good food, drink clean water, stay away from the medical devils. Those are my main three, you know, suggestions to anyone, be they people or owners of pets that they love. Protect them from these monsters that don't have a conscience. Okay, we have Wes from Idaho. Are you there, Wes?
Dr. Carley, Dr. Rob.
Hi, Wes.
Time, I think, for a good story about pets. My cat adopted me 14 years ago. She actually delivered her first kitten on my front porch, if you can believe that. I put her in a cardboard box into the closet, and she's been my cat ever since. I took her and had her fixed after 3 litters, and I got incensed when the veterinarian suggested a vaccination. No way. Anyway, 14 years now, it's been, I've never seen her sneeze or cough. Her eyes are always clear and bright. She spends much of her time outside. She's probably caught and ate about 3 dozen mice over the years. I can remember as a child, my mom always had the vaccinations of both the pets and the kids. But anyway, the dogs always had these filthy ears, wax and dirt in the ears. But no way, this cat, her ears are always perfectly clean. No ticks, no fleas. It's just an example of what a pet should be. And I absolutely say no vaccinations, no way. You're talking about helping doctors. What do you know, Dr. Carly, about Dr. Eisenstein? What's his situation?
Well, he hasn't lost his medical license yet, so obviously he's not talking about vaccines as bioweapons. I'm aware of him, but see, there's many doctors who go so far, they don't cross the line into talking about vaccines as bioweapons, and that's why they don't lose their license.
I had heard there was a lawsuit against him.
I'm not aware of that.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted, was an update from you. I thought maybe you knew. He's probably a target to be set up and destroyed because he has such a reputation. Know autism and what, 35,000 children he has had in his care?
Right. Yeah, he does talk about the fact that unvaccinated children don't get autism. Yeah. But it's not just autism. It's insulin-dependent diabetes, renal failure, juvenile arthritis, the list is endless. There's a lot of doctors that, you know, like I said, they go so far, but they don't. Vaccines are bioweapons, period.
Yeah.
And if more doctors would talk about the truth, then maybe we could make some headway into this. But thank you very much, Wes, and I'm sure your cat thanks you as well.
Yeah.
Yes, it's truly amazing if you just leave these poor critters alone, you know. Nature has basically, you know, provided them with everything they needed. If they would be kept away from the white coats, they wouldn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go, we have another caller on the line, a loyal listener, Bill from Indiana. Are you there, Bill?
Hello, Dr. Carly, yes. Hello, Dr. Rob.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. You said something early on in the your presentation, Dr. Rob, that I wanted to say amen to, and that is that our pets are more than just animals. Our pets offer and give us freely their total unconditional love, which is returned to them from us. Furthermore, as far as that goes, I treat my pets with the golden rule, just as I treat people with the golden rule. I treat my pets with the golden rule. I will not have vaccines or poisons put into my veins, into my mouth, into my air that I breathe in to the best of my ability. I will do that also for them. Our dogs, our pets love us.
Right.
The powers that be are the ones who are in charge of this country are the same ones that were in charge of previous countries. Specifically, I'm talking about Tsarist Russia when it was taken down by the communists. Those people who took down that country knew that the pet owners, their pets, stood with the pet owners against the evil that moved against them. It's the same story here. I will take care of my pets. I love them with my full heart. I give them everything I can. Because you know what? In the day of darkness that's coming to us, my dogs will stand with me. And I owe them the same loyalty, faithfulness and bravery that they will give to me, and they give to me every day of their lives.
And I just want to also mention Bill and his wife and his pets. I've been involved with them for some time, and Bill had a dog. Her name is Vinny, and this dog got an infection by something called pithiosis. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Dr. Rob. It's an obviously a bioengineered microorganism, the most evil thing I have ever seen. And it was obvious that this dog got this infection from swimming in a pond, so that's how I realized it must have been from chemtrails, because how else did the pond get infested with this microorganism. The other dogs didn't swim in the pond. And the I have photographs of this dog's progression of the disease. Unfortunately, I wasn't contacted until some months after this had already occurred, and the dog had had two surgeries, which obviously spread it. But I just want to make you aware of that. Yeah, Pythiosis, P-Y-T-H-I-O-S-I-S. Check it out. It is one of the most evil things I have ever seen. And this is another thing they're doing to our pets. And it's happening in more and more states as we speak. Have you ever heard of that, Dr. Rob, Pythiosis?
No, that's a new one for me, so I'm going to write it down and check it out. But I do want to make one comment about what you said. And
okay, hold on. Wait till after the break. We'll be right back after these messages. Yes, pythiosis.com. Check it out. We'll be right back, folks.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Go. I could talk like this for days. Please check out protectthepets.com. As I said, if you live in New Jersey, please go to the gathering on March 13th, Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. till sunset at 800 High Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey, to protest what's going on with the vaccines. And I definitely want to keep in touch with you, Dr. Rob, and have you back on the show after the 13th so that you can give a report to the people as to how things went and how Mars reacts to you bringing attention to their new endeavor, other than candy bars, how they're now poisoning our pets. Do you have any comments on what Bill was saying?
Well, what I wanted to say is that, you know, my success, if you want to call it that, as a veterinarian has always been to just put myself in the position of the pet, you know? I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night, it's a sick animal, I'm tired, I want to go home, and I look at the pet and I meet their gaze and I say, okay, what would I want done for me? And if that means I have to be up all night, that means I have to be up all night. So I think that's the key. You know, if everybody would just turn around and be on the other side of that needle, then they wouldn't inject it and they wouldn't want to do it. So I think that's the key to being a good veterinarian and a good doctor is to always, you know, put yourself in the position of the pet, put yourself in the position of the patient. What you're doing, would you want that done to you? If the answer is no, stop right there and do something else. That's what I think.
And as Bill said, and this is how I try to do, you know, run my life. Do unto others, the golden rule. You know,
right.
Treat others, be they pet or person, the way you would want to be treated. And especially these pets, as I said, I love pets so much. They are so innocent. They give us unconditional love. They protect us. I have a little Chihuahua mix that would give her life for me, and she's already proven that on one occasion. She's a tiny little dog, and somebody came up on my porch, and she went ballistic because she was not going to let them, you know, threaten me. And we need to do the same for our pets. And I just want to also say that Bill is a shining example, and his wife, of people that will do anything for their pets. And one thing that's been very interesting that I've heard from a lot of people, you know, they want to get their pets spayed or neutered because, you know, we have too many pets that aren't having homes now as it is. And that's another thing that these veterinarians do. They try to force people to get vaccinated, their pets get vaccinated to get spayed or neutering. I have one dog who's very skittish about getting her nails clipped, and I actually brought her to a PetSmart just to get her nails clipped, and they tried to force me to get my pet vaccinated to get her nails clipped. And I'm like, what, are you crazy? I mean, I'm standing here, she's going to get her nails clipped, and I'm going to go home. Why does she have to get vaccinated to get her nails clipped? But this is what's going on.
Are you right? It's horrible. And just so you know, the love of my life, obviously outside of my wife, is my 16-year-old cat who was vaccinated as a kitten, never since, and, you know, sits on my lap every morning. And there's been some tough days, you know, but I tell you what, when she gets up on my lap, just that love that starts coming across, it makes my day, you know.
Right.
And then I have a Rhodesian Ridgeback who I love to death, and he'd knock you over in a second because he's really not that trained. At six, he's starting to calm down a little bit, but I'll tell you what, you know, I only heard him growl once, and I knew when he was growling, that person had some ulterior motives that were standing in front of me, you know. So they love us, they're there for us, and we need to be there for them, and this is the way to do it. So join the movement and protect the pets.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Rob. Keep in touch. Thank you, Bill, for everything that you do. And we'll be back next week, folks. Spread the word. It's time for this insanity to stop. Bye-bye.